And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. He's in charge and founder of the Michigan City Video Fest. And we have a new competition in 2021. And the submission deadline is October 15th. And he'll be happy to tell us. Dan Scheff, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Hi.
So, Dan, tell us a little bit about the Video Fest this year, the submission process, and what are you looking for?
Okay, well, it's pretty routine. We're generally looking for short pieces under 5 minutes. And by invitation, we do take in longer pieces. And it's any genre, you know, comedy. It could be a architectural fly-through or whatever. But obviously, the audiences more enjoy comedy. And also seeing themselves in some way.
Also, I think the variety of it is what we all enjoy. I mean, like over all these years, and this is the 7th year of it.
Yeah.
It's probably not 2 days this year, I would imagine. I don't know.
No.
But yeah, it was always 2 wonderful days of very interesting videos.
With the COVID, we've really lost a lot of, I don't know if it's production is down or what it is, but the submissions are down, way down. But it is fun to, I mean, you have control over the program and you can make a statement. You can put 2 different videos back to back and they'll talk to each other, you know, depending on what their subject matter is. So that's an interesting part of the, at least for me, the programming of the videos.
Dan, is there a public viewing of these now that, assuming we come out of COVID, are you going to have a public viewing?
Yeah, well, yeah. The intention is at the Michigan City Public Library. And I got to look at the November 6th. November 7th. That's Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Michigan City Public Library.
Right. Now, when you're our co-founder of this, what brought you to founding the Video Fest?
Well, you probably know Eric Chesterton does a short play festival each year. And I directed one of the plays the first year that they had it. And the following year, I was with a friend, Mike Koss, who does video and he's a graphic artist and all this stuff. And
all around wonderful guy.
Yes. So anyway, the idea is coalesced, why not do a video fest? You know, because everybody seems to be making videos and there's a lot of product out there. So that was the genesis, was sort of imitating the 4th Street Theater, their short.
Their 10-minute play festival. And so when you're doing the Video Fest, or you're looking for, you know, nothing longer than 5 minutes, I think you said, and everything. So, but do you have any, like, age restrictions, restrictions from, do they have to be in LaPorte County or anywhere?
Well, the preference is for, it starts in Michigan City, then expands to LaPorte County, then goes to northern Indiana. But we've had submissions from Germany and New York and LA, in the past. And we'll have a few this year too. Our charter is to present the best that we can. But a preference is given to local makers and local subject matter. So
is there any, are there any plans to offer it other than going to the Michigan City Public Library? Will there be an online possibility?
I really didn't follow through. I was thinking of packaging it and presenting it to some of the public television stations. But then the more I thought about that, there's legal implications and they need clearances and it becomes quite messy. When you do it at the library or at the Nest, you have a lot more freedom just to do what you're doing. So,
I know, but it's one of my favorite things. I'm so sad that we're still on pause.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where we are.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's the Michigan City Video Fest. Submission deadline is October 15th. If you have to send stuff in person or actually a hard copy of it that's not viewable online, I think it's a little earlier. And you can find out more information at mcvideofest.com. That's mcvideofest.com. Dan Scheff, thank you so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Larry, I heard that there's something special going on at the Chesterton Art Center from October 3rd to October 31st. Somebody whispered in my ear that there's going to be an exhibit called Through Our Eyes, which is a photographic retrospective of Larry Breckner and his wife, Carol Lynn Breckner. Can you expand on that, please?
Well, yeah, real quickly here while we wrap this up. Photography has been a shared passion of us for over 40 years. Even on our honeymoon, we were walking around with cameras, taking things, so our entire married life together. We explore different types of things. We shoot different things. We have completely different styles, but yeah, we're going to do an entire photographic retrospective there through our eyes, and of course, that's going to open October 3rd through the 31st, and reception on October 3rd, 1 to 3 p.m.
Beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you. And that wraps up Art of the Year Spotlight.